Hello everyone, welcome to Sauna IE. I'm your host XO, and it's Monday, baby. Mental Health Monday, Money Making Monday, Good Monday, great way to start off the week. Last week of March, man, I'm ready for April, and I'm just looking back, reflecting on March and how March overall was for me, for the podcast, as well as stuff I learned. It's been a great overall month, reflecting back and accomplished what I needed when it came to the podcast, dropping the different episodes, when it came to mental health, the intro to mental health, the myths and facts about mental health, what factors portray when it comes to your mental health, and in the last episode, tips on ways to improve your mental health. And a lot of conversations I've been having lately have been productive conversations where a lot of people have been coming to me with waking up in like a bad headspace or a negative headspace or just negative energy. And if that's the case, if you've been feeling that way as well, take some time out. Take some time to really deep breathe, center yourself, as well as journal. Get out and journal and figure out, why am I feeling this way? What do I need to do to get out of this space? And really just sit with that and question yourself and analyze why you're feeling this way, as well as start meditating and getting out in the sun. Get some sunlight on your skin. Start exercising. If you're like, oh, exercise isn't for me, well, take a walk outside. Just walk up and down the block, 15 minutes, get that sunlight, get that fresh air, and it'll do wonders for you. Like myself, I woke up in a bad headspace this past week. And some of the things that I did was meditated twice, worked out, journaled, I read, I prayed. What else did I do? I went in the sun, I went in the steam room, just little things like that, just to get your body like up and moving and doing stuff. Physical activity, it will help out. And when you're dealing with anything mentally, that's negatively. But welcome to the show. If this is your first time listening, Sauna IE, thank you for coming in. Sauna IE really is a podcast for mental health. We cover mental health and financial literacy. They both go hand in hand because it all deals with your mental health and mental space. But next month, April, all throughout April, we're going to do some financial literacy episodes. I'm still going to be dropping some mental health tips and facts and knowledge about that. But we're going to dive into financial literacy, learning about credit, stocks, bonds, investments, starting a business, and things like that. I'm going to have some guests come on and really help us out and educate us on how to advance ourselves in our financial literacy aspect. Because I feel like a lot of people I've been talking to as well have been discussing their 9-to-5s. Like, a lot of people aren't happy with their 9-to-5s, but they got bills and stuff like that to pay. So all throughout April, we're going to talk about side hustles, starting a business, and things like that. So you can start working on that path so you don't have to feel like you're being trapped in the rat race with the 9-to-5. But with that being said, welcome to the show. Let's get started with some quotes of the day. My first quote is, you started this journey for a reason. Never forget it. Whatever journey you're on, just know it's about the journey and not the destination. Shout out to Kobe for that quote. And this quote right here, you started this journey for a reason, never forget it. It's like we go down a path, we start a journey. We get so tunnel vision that sometimes we forget our why. Why did you start doing what you're doing right now? And that's when we have to dig in, really take that time with ourselves and see, why did I start this journey? Why did I start this fitness journey? Why did I start this podcast journey? Why did I start this diet journey or health journey? Why did I start this journey that I'm on? And you start reflecting back why, like, oh, I started this to help out my family. I started this to help out my people, my culture. I started this to help myself and really better myself, put myself in a better position. So never forget why you started the journey. Your why will always take you further than motivation. So always understand your why and never forget your why of why you started a certain journey. My next quote is, you can't change the past. You only can make decisions today to help your future, to help how your future turns out. The past is the past. We all have a past, and the past is there for us to learn from, but not have any regrets about it. And I was listening to this podcast earlier this week, Ed Milette's show, and they brought up the subject of regret. And they really touched bases on regret, how a lot of people really regret find their hardships for regret, relationships or regrets, not making the certain leap or certain jump or certain taking that certain path. And it's like, we all have regrets, but we have to look deeper into it. It's like, it's not a regret because we ended up learning a lesson with that regret. So whatever you feel like, oh, I regret not doing this in the past or not doing that in the past, but overall, you have to see that I learned from not taking that leap or taking that jump. And we can't really let our past hold us back or dictate our future, because our past is just our past. It's there for us to learn from and move forward and move on. So you only can make decisions today to help your future, to help your future. So focus on today and the future, the past. Let the past be what it was. Whatever happened in the month of March, if you didn't have a good month of March, it's been a rough month. That's the beauty of life, that it's a whole new day. It's a whole new week. You get another chance. We're headed towards April. So focus on the positive. Focus on, okay, I want April to be a great month for me, and these are the things I need to do to make sure it's a great month. There will probably be ups and downs. There will be bad days throughout the month, but we focus more on the good days and the lessons of the bad days. But appreciate y'all coming in, rocking with me. I'm going to give y'all a brief break. But with this episode, we're going to discuss happy hormones and how to hack them. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'll be right back with Sana I.E. I bet you're thinking, what the hell is happy hormones? I've heard of hormones, but happy hormones? I'm glad you asked. Let's dive into it. Happy hormones. The first happy hormone that comes to mind is dopamine, aka the feel-good hormone. And dopamine is a neurotransmitter that's an important part of your brain's reward system. Dopamine is associated with pleasurable sensations. This could be eating a great meal, listening to inspiring music, getting a massage, or completing a workout. The release of dopamine gives feelings of well-being and motivates you to seek things you enjoy and do well, along with learning and memory and motor system function. Dopamine is triggered when you do something well. Make sure you regularly incorporate things that you enjoy and do well into your life. Achieving a goal or target or accomplishing a task will give you a hit of dopamine and tell your brain that you've done a good job. Another way is doing something for someone. Volunteering on a regular basis will give you a regular hit of dopamine that will help you feel good. So exercising, working out, completing a task, getting a massage, listening to inspiring music. Don't you feel like when you listen to a good song that you puts you in a euphoric mood where you're like, oh yeah, I feel good, and it really starts your day? I know there's certain songs that I like to listen to when it comes to working out. There's certain songs I like to listen to when it comes to meditating. There's certain songs I like to listen to when it comes to getting my Monday started out. Like, I have a Monday motivation playlist. Some days I have a Tuesday playlist, Thursday playlist, and these things like that, where music really inspires you and gives you the hit of dopamine and you feel like I said, euphoric. What about getting a massage? I believe we all received a massage in our times. You just feel at peace when you're getting a massage. You feel like everything is just at a standstill. And that's what the dopamine is. It's getting you getting that dopamine hit, and then you get that feel good. You feel good when you do certain things that your brain's like, oh, this feels good. Let's do more of this. Another happy hormone will be serotonin. Serotonin is also a neurotransmitter, and it helps regulate your mood as well as your sleep, appetite, digestion, learning ability, and memory. Additionally, it helps decrease our worries and concerns. Serotonin is naturally triggered by regular things we do each day. Going for a walk in the sun, getting a good night's sleep, spending time in nature, or self-care activities that reduce stress levels. If you focus on your losses, you will suppress your serotonin. Build the habit of focusing on your wins, whether they're big or small. Research has also found that consuming food higher in tryptophan increases serotonin. Foods that are high in tryptophan include chicken, eggs, cheese, fish, peanuts, pumpkin, and sesame seeds, milk, and turkey. So serotonin, I started the show with, if you've been feeling like serotonin and dopamine, if you've been feeling in that negative energy, that negative space, here are some things you can do to get those happy hormones kicking. You work out, take a walk in the sun, complete a goal or a task. What goals do you have for yourself for today, or goals for this week, or how do you want to finish out this month? Writing out your goals and completing those goals or tasks, even if it's something small, like today I'm gonna go outside and go for a walk for 5 minutes. That's a goal, that's a task that you completed, and that's telling your brain, like, oh, this feels good. And you'll start gradually moving up to where it'd be 5 minutes of walking, then 10 minutes of walking, then 15 minutes of walking, and gradually adding up. So doing the little things, and it with serotonin, it regulates your mood. It's like the mood hormone. And it helps you with your sleep and digestion and learning ability. And ways to do that, get out in that sun, getting a good night's sleep. And getting a good night's sleep is really sleeping from the 6 to 8 hours. What I've been doing recently, shout out to the iPhone, shout out to Apple, I've been really tracking my sleep data. Do you track your sleep data? And if not, if you got the iPhone, track your sleep data and see how you're sleeping throughout the week, so you know what days you're sleeping well and what days you're not getting enough sleep and where you need to really emphasize that on. As well as the phone. I know we all love our phones. We all love being on our phone. You're probably on your phone right now listening to this. Take that time to not be on your phone an hour before bed. Read a book. Journal out your day. Listen to some uplifting music. Drink some tea. Meditate. Do things that take up that last hour before you go to sleep, so you don't have to be on your phone and be looking at the screen all the time, scrolling, liking images, and doing all this stuff. So you can get that full good night's rest. Number three of happy hormones is oxytocin, often called the love hormone. Oxytocin is essential for childbirth, breastfeeding, and strong parent and child bonding. This hormone can also help promote trust, empathy, and bonding in relationships. And oxytocin levels generally increase with physical affection like kissing, cuddling, and sex. Oxytocin is released by giving and receiving love in all of its forms. Taking care of yourself with a holistic yoga class, massage, meditation, or listening to music, having a meaningful conversation with family or friends, or cooking for those that you care about gives you that oxytocin boost. Giving your pet a hug or being intimate with someone special releases oxytocin. So the love hormone, any type of love and affection that you have for somebody, that, like I said, kissing, cuddling, that physical affection that with your family members, having a meaningful conversation with family or friends, cooking for them, that releases oxytocin within you. Number four, endorphins. Endorphins are your body's natural pain reliever. When your body produces in response to stress or discomfort, endorphin levels also tend to increase when you engage in reward-producing activities, such as eating, working out, or having sex. They release a brief euphoria that covers the pain. Athletes frequently speak about a ephedrine high that they get when they push their body to the point of real discomfort or pain. So, endorphins. There's only four happy hormones. This is the fourth one. Endorphins is your pain. It's your body's natural pain reliever. So if you ever feel like in any discomfort from a hard, intense, warm workout, and you kind of feel like that euphoric, you still like, I still feel good. Like, this is the good pain. That's the endorphins releasing in you and relieving that pain in your body. But you still have that serotonin, that dopamine high where you're like, I'm in pain, but I feel great because I know what I'm working towards, and you know all these happy hormones are kicking in and working for you. And like I said, a lot of athletes frequently experience this because they're pushing their bodies to the point of discomfort and pain. So these four hormones, happy hormones, you can easily do on a daily basis to get them jump-started, get them kicking, and really how to hack them, especially when it comes to dopamine. Dopamine is a reward. Set up some goals for yourself. Start small goals, small tasks, and learning on getting 1% better and having these dopamine kicks, dopamine hits. Dopamine, the feel-good hormone, serotonin, the mood hormone, oxytocin, the love hormone, and then we have endorphins, which is the body's natural pain reliever, or the pain reliever hormone. And that sums up what the happy hormones are. But now, I'm going to give y'all some hacks to how to hack these hormones in the next segment. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'll give you a brief break. So we discuss happy hormones, serotonin, dopamine, endorphins, and oxytocin. Now we're going to talk about how do we hack these happy hormones. Number one would be exercise. And we all know exercise has multiple physical benefits, and it can also have a positive impact on our emotional well-being. If you ever heard of a runner's high, you might already know about the link between exercise and endorphin release. But exercise doesn't just work on endorphins. Regular physical activity can also increase your dopamine and serotonin levels, making it a great option to boost your happy hormones. To see more benefits from exercise, include a few friends. I love working out with my friends, and it just brings a boost. But a small 2009 study looking at 12 men found evidence to suggest group exercise offers more benefits than solo exercise. And I believe that's true because, like I said, I work out with my friends, and I just feel way better working out with friends because you feel like y'all really getting it and you're seeing everybody else working out, and it's also pushing you to your limits, to where you're like, okay, you always want to, like me, I know when I'm working with my friends, I always want to exceed expectations or exceed whatever set reps they did on a certain workout. Like if they did 10 reps, then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do 11 or 12 and vice versa. So it's always good to have them friends around. They boost you up, they push you to that next level. And if you ever worked out with friends, or even if you've been any team activities, you play basketball, football, soccer, things like that, or baseball, anything of that nature, then you work now, you at practice and you get in that endorphin kick, you get in the serotonin, the dopamine kicks because you're working out with friends, and you just feel like, yo, this feels good, and you want to do more of it. Also, get some sun. Move your workout outdoors to maximize your serotonin boost. Time your workouts. Aim for at least 30 minutes of exercise at any time. Any amount of physical activity can have health benefits. But research associates endorphin release with continued exercise rather than short bursts of activity. So 30 minutes. Aim for 30 minutes a day, even if it's late, even if you have to break it down to 15 minutes here, 15 minutes here. Get your 30 minutes in a day to stay in that euphoric state. Number two, laugh. Laugh. I love laughing, love making jokes, love cracking jokes with my friends, my family, and just making people smile around me. Laughter won't treat ongoing health issues, but it can help relieve feelings of anxiety or stress and improve a low mood by boosting dopamine and endorphin levels. According to a small 2017 study looking at 12 young men, social laughter triggered endorphin release. So, share that TikTok, share that reel, share the YouTube video, send that meme, or watch comedy special with a friend or a partner. Send those, make them laugh. I know the biggest thing, it's Monday, everybody's been literally going over the Chris Rock and Will Smith altercation, and I've been seeing a lot of funny memes, a lot of funny videos with it. But send those videos out, make the people laugh. Even if it's you in the morning, you see something funny, send it to somebody so y'all can laugh together, or however it is. Want to know an added bonus? Bonding over something hilarious with a loved one might even trigger oxytocin release. So, you know, you watch a movie with your girl, with your dude, with your family member or something of that nature, and y'all laughing over a comedy special, laughing over a video, laughing over YouTube, anything like that. You can release the oxytocin too. So you get a boost of dopamine, endorphins, and oxytocin. So that's laughing is a way to boost your happy hormones. Number three, and my favorite, cook and enjoy a favorite meal with a loved one. This tip could in theory boost all four of your happy hormones. The enjoyment you get from eating something delicious can trigger the release of a dopamine along with endorphins. Sharing a meal with someone you love or bonding over meal preparation can boost oxytocin levels. Certain foods can also have an impact on hormone levels. So when meal planning for a happy hormone boost, think of spicy foods, which may trigger endorphin release. Yogurt, beans, eggs, meats with low fat content, and almonds, which are just a few foods linked to dopamine release. Foods high in tryptophan, which can have linked to increased serotonin levels. Foods containing probiotics such as yogurt, kimchi, and sauerkraut, which can influence the release of hormones. So whenever cooking, planning a meal, cook out, cook for your friends, you can really boost all four happy hormones, where you're just picking certain foods that blend together, that mix together, and you get the boost of serotonin, dopamine, endorphins, and oxytocin at the same time. So cooking is the only, is one of them, is the only thing that really boosts all four happy hormones. Number four, listen to music. Music can get more than one of your happy hormones a boost. Listening to instructional music, especially music that gives you chills, can increase dopamine production in your brain. But if you enjoy music, simply listening to any music you enjoy may help put you in a good mood. This positive change in your mood can increase serotonin production. Musicians can also experience an endorphin release when creating music. According to a 2012 research, creating and performing music by dancing, singing, or drumming led to endorphin release. Listen to music. I know we discussed it in the previous segment, but listening to any type of music gives you that euphoric high, gives you the releases of these happy hormones. Endorphins, when you listen to music, gives you chills, a dopamine kick. Just listen to certain music, you know how you feel. You feel up, you feel down. Music really dictates your mood in a way. Number five, meditate. Meditate. I highly recommend, if you listen to this right now and you're against meditation, or you don't like meditating, or you just have your doubts about meditation, just take some time out. 5 minutes, meditate with yourself. Meditate, sit on the floor, close your eyes, and just let it go. If you're familiar with meditation, you might already know it has many wellness benefits, from improving sleep to reducing stress. A small 2002 study links many of meditation's benefits to increased dopamine production during the practice. Research from 2011 also suggests that meditation can spur endorphin release. So if you don't know how to start, it's not as hard as you think. You don't even have to sit still, though it can help when you're first starting out. But to get started with meditation, choose a quiet, comfortable place to sit. Get comfortable, whether it's standing, sitting, or laying down. Let all of your thoughts, positive or negative, rise up and pass you by. It's like, just picture this real quick. Let's say you're in the field, grass field, laying down, and you're just looking up at the clouds go by. That's basically what meditation is. You're just looking at your thoughts go by. Good thoughts, bad thoughts, they just go by. And as the thoughts come up, you don't try to judge them or cling to them or push them away. You just simply acknowledge them. You know that they're there, but you're not going to put too much emphasis into them. And that's what really meditation is, just really letting your thoughts go by, just watch them go by. So you can start out by doing this for 5 minutes and then working your way up over time. But those are five ways you can hack your happy hormones. But I'm going to give you a brief break and we're going to hit y'all with the recap. Thank you everybody for tuning in to today's show of Sana IE. So we discussed happy hormones, serotonin, dopamine, endorphins, and oxytocin. Now we're going to talk about, how do we hack these happy hormones? Number one would be exercise. And we all know exercise has multiple physical benefits, and it can also have a positive impact on our emotional well-being. If you ever heard of a runner's high, you might already know about the link between exercise and endorphin release. But exercise doesn't just work on endorphins. Regular physical activity can also increase your dopamine and serotonin levels, making it a great option to boost your happy hormones. To see more benefits from exercise, include a few friends. I love working out with my friends and it just brings a boost. But a small 2009 study looking at 12 men found evidence to suggest group exercise offers more benefits than solo exercise. And that's true, because like I said, I work out with my friends and I just feel way better working out with friends, because you feel like y'all really getting it and you're seeing everybody else working out, and it's also pushing you to your limits, to where you're like, okay, you always want to, like me, I know when I'm working out with my friends, I always want to exceed expectations or exceed whatever set reps they did on a certain workout. Like if they did 10 reps, then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do 11 or 12, and vice versa. So it's always good to have them friends around. They boost you up, they push you to that next level. And if you ever worked out with friends, or even if you've been any team activities, you play basketball, football, soccer, things like that, or baseball, anything of that nature. Then you work now, you at practice, and you get in that endorphin kick, you get in the serotonin, the dopamine kicks, because you're working out with friends, and you just feel like, yo, this feels good, and you want to do more of it. Also, get some sun. Move your workout outdoors to maximize your serotonin boost. Time your workouts. Aim for at least 30 minutes of exercise at any time. Any amount of physical activity can help, can have health benefits. But research associates endorphin release with continued exercise rather than short bursts of activity. So 30 minutes. Aim for 30 minutes a day, even if it's late, even if you have to break it down to 15 minutes here, 15 minutes here. Get your 30 minutes in a day to stay in that euphoric state. Number two, laugh. Laugh. I love laughing, love making jokes, love cracking jokes with my friends, my family, and just making people smile around me. Laughter won't treat ongoing health issues, but it can help relieve feelings of anxiety or stress and improve a low mood by boosting dopamine and endorphin levels. According to a small 2017 study looking at 12 young men, social laughter triggered endorphin release. So, share that TikTok, share that reel, share that the YouTube video, send that meme, or watch comedy special with a friend or a partner. Send those, make them laugh. I know the biggest thing, it's Monday, everybody's been literally going over the Chris Rock and Will Smith altercation, and I've been seeing a lot of funny memes, a lot of funny videos with it. But send those videos out, make the people laugh. Even if it's you in the morning, you see something funny, send it to somebody so y'all can laugh together, or however it is. Want to know an added bonus? Bonding over something hilarious with a loved one might even trigger oxytocin release. So, you know, you watch a movie with your girl, with your dude, with your family member, or something of that nature, and y'all laughing over a comedy special, laughing over a video, laughing over YouTube, anything like that, you can release the oxytocin too, so you get a boost of dopamine, endorphins, and oxytocin. So that's laughing is a way to boost your happy hormones. Number three, and my favorite, cook and enjoy a favorite meal with a loved one. This tip could in theory boost all four of your happy hormones. The enjoyment you get from eating something delicious can trigger the release of a dopamine along with endorphins. Sharing a meal with someone you love or bonding over a meal preparation can boost oxytocin levels. Certain foods can also have an impact on hormone levels. So when meal planning for a happy hormone boost, think of spicy foods, which may trigger endorphin release. Yogurt, beans, eggs, meats with low fat content, and almonds, which are just a few foods linked to dopamine release. Foods high in tryptophan, which can have linked to increased serotonin levels. Foods containing probiotics such as yogurt, kimchi, and sauerkraut, which can influence the release of hormones. So whenever cooking, planning a meal, cook for your friends, you can really boost all four happy hormones, where you're just picking certain foods that blend together, that mix together, and you get the boost of serotonin, dopamine, endorphins, and oxytocin at the same time. So cooking is the only thing that really boosts all four happy hormones. Number four, listen to music. Music can give more than one of your happy hormones a boost. Listening to instructional music, especially music that gives you chills, can increase dopamine production in your brain. But if you enjoy music, simply listening to any music you enjoy may help put you in a good mood. This positive change in your mood can increase serotonin production. Musicians can also experience an endorphin release when creating music. According to a 2012 research, creating and performing music by dancing, singing, or drumming led to endorphin release. Listen to music. I know we discussed it in the previous segment, but listening to any type of music gives you that euphoric high, gives you the releases of these happy hormones. Endorphins, when you listen to music, gives you chills, a dopamine kick. Just listen to certain music, you know how you feel up, you feel down. Music really dictates your mood in a way. Number five, meditate. Meditate. I highly recommend, if you listen to this right now and you're against meditation, or you don't like meditating, or you just have your doubts about meditation, just take some time out. 5 minutes, meditate with yourself. meditate, sit on the floor, close your eyes, and just let it go. If you're familiar with meditation, you might already know it has many wellness benefits, from improving sleep to reducing stress. A small 2002 study links many of meditation's benefits to increased dopamine production during the practice. Research from 2011 also suggests that meditation can spur endorphin release. So if you don't know how to start, it's not as hard as you think. You don't even have to sit still, though it can help when you're first starting out. But to get started with meditation, choose a quiet, comfortable place to sit. Get comfortable, whether it's standing, sitting, or laying down. Let all of your thoughts, positive or negative, rise up and pass you by. It's like, just picture this real quick. Let's say you're in the field, you're in the field, grass field, laying down, and you're just looking up at the clouds go by. That's basically what meditation is. You're just looking at your thoughts go by. Good thoughts, bad thoughts, they just go by. And as the thoughts come up, you don't try to judge them or cling to them or push them away. You just simply acknowledge them. You know that they're there, but you're not going to put too much emphasis into them. And that's what really meditation is, just really letting your thoughts go by. Just watch them go by. So you can start out by doing this for 5 minutes and then working your way up over time. But those are five ways you can hack your happy hormones. But I'm going to give you a brief break and we're going to hit y'all with the recap. Thank you everybody for tuning in to today's show of Sana IE.
And we back.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to today's episode of Sana IE. We kicked off the show with some quotes of the day. The first quote was, "You started this journey for a reason. Never forget it. Know your why." That's all I'm going to say. My second quote is, "You can't change the past. You can only make decisions to help today to help how your future turns out. Learn from the past. Don't live in your past." Then we discussed happy hormones, dopamine, which is the feel-good hormone, serotonin, which is the mood hormone, regulates your mood, oxytocin, the love hormone, and endorphins, which is the pain-relieving hormone. And ways to hack them. How do you hack these happy hormones? Number one, the biggest one, exercise. Exercise, 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 or some type of physical activity on a regular basis. Where you're either working out with friends or working out with yourself, getting out in some sun, get some sunlight too, and just doing the things to kick these happy hormones into full boost. Laugh. Anytime today, just laugh. Find something to laugh at. Laugh. Watch a TikTok video, YouTube, comedy special. Laugh. Laughing helps and triggers the endorphin release. As well as if you're laughing with somebody you love, care about, a family member, or anything of that nature, you get an oxytocin release. Cooking. If you're thinking like, I don't know how to cook. Don't tell yourself that. You know how to cook. Figure out and learn how to cook. YouTube is out there. YouTube University is a real thing. And you can learn how to cook one of your favorite meals literally by the end of the day. Or even on TikTok, a TikTok meal. Learn how to cook if you don't know how to cook. It's great where it releases each four of the happy hormones. Number four, listen to music. Create a playlist. Create a mood boosting playlist for yourself that you can listen to that you won't get tired of, or you can always add songs to, and just create that mood boosting playlist for yourself anytime you're feeling down or you're feeling like you need some motivation, feel like you need some inspiration, feeling like you need a pick me up. Go to that playlist. Number five, meditate. You'll be grateful for meditation. Meditation really helps out on so many levels, but meditate. And a few housekeeping items for y'all. Share this episode. If you feel like this episode will help somebody that's dealing with anything mentally that can really hack their happy hormones, that, or if they don't know about their happy hormones, share this episode with them. as well as last episode. Last episode, I discussed improving your mental health and different ways to improve your mental health. We could always use help when it comes to our mental health. We all don't have it figured out, but day by day, we're slowly but surely figuring out our own mental health, our own mental space, and our own energies. Review. How'd I do? Was the information provided in this episode, was it good? Was it bad? Let me know. Let me know if you listen to this on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on there or click the link in this in the show notes. Let's go to sanai.com. Leave a review. Let me know what you think about the show, about this information, about this episode. And if you love this episode, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. New episodes release every Monday, sometimes Friday as well. But hit that subscribe button. Let me know. Join the team. And if you want to be on our emailing list, you will know about the latest updates with Sanai, with the merch, with any upcoming events. Just go to sanai.com, enter your email on that emailing list. I'll greatly appreciate it. And if you do that, get on our emailing list. I'll send you all some merch, send some merch to you. But as well, you got social media? Follow us on social media at Sanai on all social media platforms, wherever you listen to, wherever you be on, whatever social media is your preference, follow us. I greatly appreciate it. And with that being said, I'm going to leave y'all with this. This world is your best teacher. There is a lesson in everything. There is a lesson in each experience. Learn it and become wise. Every failure is a stepping stone towards success. Have a good week.